And at a wedding, the man who stands up is the
bride. What'd you say, the man is
the man, you know, usually holds the ring.
Oh, the preacher.
No, there's a, okay, you got the preacher in the middle and the groom here and the bride here, and usually there's a man on the other side of the groom and a girl on the other side of the bride, like that. And, you know, what do you call those other two in the wedding?
Best man.
Okay, and what do you call the girl on the other side of the bride?
Best girl.
Okay. Have you ever heard of the kind of deal where after a wedding, all the boys in the neighborhood gather around the couple's house and make all kinds of noise and stuff like that? Have you ever heard anything like that?
Yes.
Do you know the name for it?
No, but they don't do that today. They used to do that a long time ago.
Yeah. I've never heard much either. Okay, you might say about seeing a friend, I saw him in Houston.
I saw him yesterday in Houston.
Okay, would you ever say down in Houston or up in Houston or over in Houston?
Up in Houston.
Okay. What if it was, what was in Fort Worth, say? I saw him what in Fort Worth?
I seen him in Fort Worth.
Okay, would you say over in Fort Worth or up in Fort Worth or down in Fort Worth?
Up in Fort Worth.
Okay. What if it was in Corpus Christi? Would you say I saw him up in Corpus Christi or down in Corpus Christi or over in Corpus Christi?
I seen him over in Corpus Christi.
Okay. What's the difference? I mean, like, when do you use over and when do you use up?
It's the same thing. You can turn it in.
Oh, it's the same thing.
Same thing to me, up and down. Up and over.
Okay. Same thing with about somebody living at somebody's house. You might say, he lives something at the Brown's house.
He lives at the Brown's house.
Okay, but would you ever use over or up or down in there?
Oh, he lives over the Brown's house.
Okay.
Over.
Okay. If you said that, how far away would the Browns probably live? I mean, not very far away, or?
Not very far away.
Okay. What if they lived across town or something?
He lives up.
Okay.
Uptown.
Okay. What if they live in the next, say, 10 or 20 miles away, out from town? Then you'd say he lives what at the Browns?
10 miles away?
Yeah.
He lives, I guess he lives up.
Okay. Okay, say there was a party and there was some trouble at the party, but not everybody was making trouble, just a few of them were making trouble, but the police came and arrested the...
A whole bunch.
Okay. After football games and stuff, schools a lot of times will sponsor a...
After the school dance.
Okay. You might say 4 o'clock is the time when school
gets out.
Okay. And after the day after Labor Day is when school
closes. Holiday.
It's okay. After Labor Day is the end of the summer vacation, so you'd say that's when school
ends. I mean,
it's a vacation that ends, unfortunately.
Starts.
Okay. What's another word that you might use for starts? It starts with a B?
Beginning.
Okay. Okay, if a boy left home to go to school and he didn't show up, you'd say he...
Shooting a hook.
He what?
Shooting a hook.
What's that?
Well, that's when a person's supposed to come somewhere, go somewhere and never shows up, or somewhere that somebody sends him.
Uh-huh. Okay, so it doesn't just apply to school?
No, it don't.
Uh-huh. Okay. Would you use that in a sentence for me?
He shot a hook yesterday, he shot a hook.
Okay. You go to school in order to get an...
Education.
Okay. And after high school, you go on to...
College.